It's Tuesday, September 4th, 2012. I'm Alex Jones. Get ready for another edition of InfoWars Nightly News. Straight ahead.
Tonight, the effort to characterize the right to assemble as terrorism accelerates and the DOD classifies protesters as low-level terrorists. Then, a bizarre video catches the TSA's new policy of testing passenger drinks long after they have already passed through security. Meanwhile, TSA security checkpoints at public events are becoming normalized as grope-downs come to the DNC. Plus, the Obama campaign struggles to draw crowds as only 14,000 people showed up to his campaign kickoff. This time, desperate Democrats are forced to ship in busloads of college students to fill a 74,000-seat stadium and create the illusion of popularity. All that and more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
Our first story tonight has grave import for the once land of the free, home of the brave. We see cybersecurity and the Pentagon saying they want to restrict free speech. We see warrantless wiretapping by the NSA openly against the American people. The rebranding of the war on liberty, known as the war on terror, from Al-Qaeda to conservatives, libertarians, gun owners, anti-war activists, across the political spectrum. Basically, if you have a social conscience and stand for liberty, you're the enemy. Our country's been occupied by foreign banks. They openly brag about it. Every day I see articles at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com linking to mainstream news promoting global corporate governance as the answer. It's neocolonialism, but not the nation state going in and exploiting the third world. The globalists have taken over the old nation states that were the heart of the empires and are flipping it where they ship our jobs to the third world and won't let us develop finished goods here. So all of this is happening. All of this is unfolding, and we see stories like this first one. Activists put on terror watch list to prevent him protesting DNC. Effort to characterize right to assemble as terrorist accelerates. And here's what's scary about this. In the local news stories covering it, they don't act like it's a big deal that he was arrested trying to get on a plane because he'd been put on a terror list and the ACLU got the documents because he was planning to protest. They list that as terrorism. In fact, in the article, we actually have the documents and it lists in them what low-level terrorism is defined as. Attacking the Pentagon, IEDs, hate crimes against radical groups, and protest. So protest is mixed in with bombing the Pentagon or racial attacks or explosives on the highway. I mean, this is insane. They just mix it in there, and it says that they asked prosecutors to hold him in the jail where they threw him until the DNC was over so he wouldn't carry out his terrorism. So now we've gone from free speech zones to you'll get thrown in a dungeon. Now, we caught the Pentagon in Toronto during the G20 a few years ago. We also caught them in Pittsburgh and in London with black vans pulling up and cars pulling up and grabbing activists and putting bags over their heads and putting them in cars. And I watched the body language and I said, that's fake. And it turned out it was. They were doing it to scare everyone, but to have the media see it and see what the response would be. I mean, this is organized takeover. Can anybody believe how diabolical this is? Just type in snatch and grab at Toronto, snatch and grab in Pittsburgh G20 if you want to see those famous footage. Private security goons in military outfits grabbing people and disappearing them as a beta test for the real thing to create a chilling effect. This is so incredible. This is so surreal that the media is like, yeah, he was on a terror list, so they arrested him. No jury, no conviction, no indictment, no habeas corpus. And it's like, yeah, they wanted a $10,000 bond for the pre-crime, but the judge reduced it. So now they're just reporting on, yeah, he was going to go protest, and that's listed as terrorism. And I've got the documents here that the ACLU got, and it's the Department of Defense, DOD. It's the different reports where it lists the fact that the Department of Defense is involved, and they call it low-level terrorism to want to go protest. I mean, this is so chilling, and it's getting no attention. People are acting like it's no big deal. Even our headline is about activists put on terror watch lists and preventing protesting. No, he was grabbed NDAA style and thrown in a jail, and then there was still somewhat of a republic left, so he got out. But the judge didn't say, well, what has he done wrong? I don't care if there's a Department of Defense document here in front of me saying it's terrorism to protest. Terrorism is the First Amendment. And it goes on to say that the Fusion Center tracked him and found that he'd been involved in anti-war activism. And it goes into how they're knocking on people's doors that are anti-war activists. We've had the FBI in Austin go to people that go to anti-war rallies. Mothers with their kids, and the FBI comes and threatens them at their door. They videotape it. I mean, this is such a chilling effect. So the TSA sticking their hands down your pants. Now they're on the highways. We're going to cover that in a moment. Now they want to test the drinks you buy after the checkpoint to teach you that you're all suspects. And then now they're creating these lists where you don't just own a gun once they put you on a no-fly list. You get arrested. No judge, no jury, no adjudication, just black hole. While the banks brag on the news that they've captured America. I want to get this guy on the radio, guys, and on the TV. And I want to get the ACLU on about this. This is a big deal. We could get Whitehead back on from the Rutherford Institute. I mean, this is so scary that the government puts the underwear bomber on the plane to put naked body scanners in. It comes out, nobody gets in trouble. They're funding Al-Qaeda to attack Libya and now Syria, telling us give up our rights or terrorists are going to get us. And now they say it's domestic groups, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives, anti-war. And now this guy tries to get on a plane, or people go out and try to protest, and they grab them and say, we're charging you with low-level terrorism for protesting. We don't want you to get out of jail. I mean, they're arresting people at the airports and when they try to go protest on the ground. That's what happened with this guy. And they call it low-level terrorism. And again, we've got links to the documents in the article. It says the Department of Defense personnel, DOD, this is the military involved in our streets of plainclothes, are required to complete on a yearly basis involved in multiple choice questions, including the following. Which of the following is an example of low-level terrorism activity? Select the correct answer. Attacking the Pentagon, IEDs, hate crimes, radical groups, protests. In order to proceed, users had to choose the correct answer. Protest. So they're not just saying it's an example of low-level terrorism to attack the Pentagon. They're saying it's terrorism to protest. I mean, it's so off the charts that even though I knew this was all coming, it's hard to believe when it's actually here. If they keep moving forward, they're going to arrest Alex Jones. They're going to start silencing everybody else. They're going to try to intimidate you. They think you're a coward. They think you're going to shut up and go quietly into the night. I hope that that is not the case. Okay, let's continue now with our next report. Former New York Times writer, well, he still writes for him, writes for a lot of other big papers. Pulitzer Prize winner Chris Hedges. Headline, Revolt is Our Only Option. And he quotes in an article that the New American links to the Declaration of Independence penned by Thomas Jefferson. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And he goes on to say they're secretly arresting people, they're torturing people, they're torturing people's children in front of their parents. All of this is going on. They're now starting to arrest people. They're going after journalists. If they have the NDAA in place and say Congress is suspended and Congress can be told that NATO's their boss, I mean, we're living in a lawless system where the president works for foreign banks. And so does Mitt Romney, the next row of shark teeth rolling up into view. Then revolt's all we've got. Yeah, but InfoWar revolt and civil disobedience and saying no and discrediting the system and having the state stand up. And I know those are the solutions, not just open, violent, you know, confrontation, because the globalists are all set up to go after those avenues of redress that the founders gave us. The protest, the info war, the media, the openly exposing and shaming the criminals, states' rights, running for local office to educate people, info war. The globalists want to go ahead and start a physical war because they don't care if police and military get killed in that. They'll sit offshore, let us chew each other up, and then come in and pose as the saviors. We have got to come together and say we don't want this tyranny, because the globalists are more than willing to go to this level. But he is right that, you know, revolt, there's many forms of that, is becoming more and more the only option. So you need to revolt in the media. You need to revolt with civil disobedience. You need to stop complying with things that are unconstitutional. You need to stop, start ignoring the system. Here's an example. Barton Springs here in Austin, you know, old, great, dammed up, cold springs that feeds in the Colorado River, has an area where the spillway goes out to the river. It's beautiful. It's only about 3 feet deep. People bring their dogs there. They play. They have a great time. They swim. For years, they'd come and write everybody tickets. People just ignored it. They fought it. They got jury trials. Austin juries would not uphold the tickets, so they stopped writing tickets and stopped arresting people for taking their dogs off leash and swimming. And now it's even better than Martin Springs. Okay, just north of it there. It's you know, 5 yards over the spillway right there leading out to the Colorado. It's gorgeous. They try to tell you you couldn't swim in the Colorado. Totally safe river, moves about a mile an hour. People just ignored it and started swimming. And now suddenly it's a huge tourist attraction, you know, down there at the river. But see, they wanted to charge money to be able to only go to Barton Springs. But people just said, this is illegitimate, we're not going to follow it. They said black people weren't humans and were slaves. People started fighting back and saying, verbally, I am a human being. And other people agreed with them and said they are human beings. But people also later, when people got abusive, got physical. It's all part of that threat continuum against tyranny. Okay, so we just have to exercise our power. Liberty is not given. It is demanded. It is taken. And we are entering something like Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. Everything we warned you about is now unfolding. And Chris Hedges is right. But if you will not revolt with the pen today, you will never, when cornered, go to the sword. So work with the pen and prepare to not be loaded on those army trucks and taken to a FEMA camp with the sword. Because it is moving in that direction. We are trying as hard as we can to avert this. But the globalists have a worldwide agenda to bankrupt nation states with a new colonialism run by foreign offshore banks, where they target the Western wealthy nations first, because that's always something the third world aspires to. They want to reverse things into a post-industrial neo-feudal system where things are measured by how much they're devolved. They want to use poverty as a weapon. You're being given the deep secrets here. Let's continue before we go to break and come back with our guest. Here it is, both stories linked, top news on Drudge Report last night and today. Very exciting because they've now gone mega viral. TSA conducting grope downs at the DNC. They're also at highway checkpoints everywhere. Very, very important article. But the really big story is that they're now in the airports nationwide when you get a Starbucks coffee or something, and they come up and stick a swab to see if it's explosives. Again, to make you feel like you're guilty, you're the bad person, you are bad. Even when you've gone through a checkpoint, you're still a suspect, getting you ready for them on the streets and highways where they now are. This is all a giant laboratory where you get your Starbucks, you get your drink, you get your bottle of water, they see you buy it. I've seen them do this, and you say, hey, wait a minute, I just bought this here. They're like, we don't care, we're doing it. It's about total domination and just getting you to comply. And the idea that there's a threat, when the threat is they waive, well, they do the background check to make sure they're felons or have a criminal background or are totally mindless authoritarians who want to treat you like three-year-olds. That's why the new TSA are mainly women, I've noticed, kind of the nanny state type that treat you like a three-year-old at a daycare center. And I've noticed this in Austin. Women, if you're even talking to people, even your friends, will come dress you down because you're not supposed to talk as a man. You're supposed to shut up or only talk about sports. Can you imagine living with those women? Anyways, the point is that it's a night. And again, we're here to empower women, but we don't want to be enslaved as men with women as the house slaves over us. The Romans did that with their white slaves. You don't think they came up with black women in this country as the slave master, when the slave master was gone, did you? You didn't think the mammy in, you know, in the house and the men out in the barn, you didn't think that just started here, did you? That's over 2,000 years old from Rome. The women are kept in the house and mind the men. That's slave manuals from Rome. All right, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue here. And let me just tell women something. You're not my master. You get it through your head. Okay? You got that? I'm off the plantation. You get that through your head, you feminist out there. You're not feminist. You're run by the CIA, Miss Magazine. You don't even know it. You're too stupid. The reason you're so unhappy is because you haven't empowered men in your life, and you just think of men as trash, and you've turned men into trash. Men only rise and are strong when women get behind them and beside them. Doesn't matter. I'm just speaking out to the slave master servants. All right, continuing here. There's a new big Hill poll, and it follows Hillary not speaking, Rahm Emanuel leaving the DNC. They're all exiting. They're panicking. They can't even fill the sports stadium, a small one for Obama, so now they're busing people in. Big article on that today. Voters say second term undeserved. Country is worse off. 52% of likely voters say the nation is worse conditioned now than in September 08, while 54% say Obama does not deserve re-election based solely on his job performance. And again, we know Romney's bad too. The point is they sold Obama as the savior, and it's backfired. That means when Romney gets in and is trying to sell tyranny, he'll rot politically even faster than Obama did. The point is people are getting wise. This is so exciting. See, Romney's got to at least say entrepreneurs are good, even though his history is against little guys. He's got to at least act like he's for freedom. See, we're forcing them to at least not be open globalist, which shows a victory. Our ideas are winning. All right, continuing here. Dems bring in crowds by the busload to fill stadium for Obama speech. Thought I'd mention that since I just talked about it. Their goal to fill a 74,000-seat outdoor stadium to capacity when President Obama accepts the Democratic nomination Thursday. The news story just came out. In fact, since we're mentioning it, it's on the Daily Mail. They've now reverted to a 20,000 seat and are having to bus people in from five states trying to simply fill it. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to our quote of the day, and then we're going to go to break and come back with our guest. This is blogger Aaron Chase. I stood there, an American citizen, a mom traveling with a baby with special needs formula, sexually assaulted by a government official, not a servant. I began shaking and felt completely violated, abused and assaulted by the TSA agent. Well, yeah, soon they're going to throw you in an army truck, honey. I shook for several hours and woke up the next day shaking because you realized they were getting off on it, rubbing their hands through your hair, grabbing your breast, grabbing your husband's genitals. The act of the state puts our hands on your private. You're our slaves now. You bet we run Al-Qaeda with a new world order. And all the nobodies given the power, all the scum, all the trash, feeding on you, running your life. We're going to come back. We're going to have David Ortiz, one of our new reporters. We're going to be introducing three new reporters that got him. We introduced three to you last week. Three new reporters this week. Straight ahead, Melissa Melton. We're going to have, of course, on top of that, Linda West and David Ortiz. But first today, David Ortiz as well. So stay with us. It's InfoWars Nightly News, and you better believe we're teleprompter-free, powered by a sincere desire for freedom in our time.
Have you been to InfoWarsShop.com lately? Express your inner patriot with these brand new InfoWars t-shirts. Say it loud with the InfoWars bullhorn shirt. Or educate the sheeple with the Bill of Rights shirt. Grope the public's mind with the TSA shirt. And with this shirt, you can let the dark side know of the Rebel Alliance's power. All available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Now, before we go to David Ortiz, who's sitting here next to me in studio, and break down some of the upcoming reports that he's going to be getting into here at the InfoWars.com headquarters, I wanted to hit some breaking news and then also hit some very important financial news. Big developments taking place with QE3 and a lot more. First off, here is a story out of ABC News. And we have another report there out of CNN saying Social Security combats bullet rumors. And another headline, why does Social Security need 174,000 bullets? Now, this would be like if I did a report on the Statue of Liberty and they said, we're combating a story on rumors that the Statue of Liberty exists off the coast of Manhattan on Ellis Island. Isn't the Statue of Liberty on Ellis Island? That's what they say, but maybe that's a conspiracy theory, too. I mean, only if government says it doesn't exist. If they say, I don't exist tomorrow, you're like, I could swear I used to see that Alex Jones guy on the Internet and on the radio. He's on Channel 166 on XM. They're like, no. It's a rumor. This is a straw man that they've engaged in. A couple weeks ago, we began noticing and breaking the story, because the dinosaur media doesn't do any real investigation anymore, I guess, that, hey, they bought back in November of last year, the Department of Homeland Security, 250 million rounds of 40 caliber hollow point bullets that you don't use on the shooting range. You use ball or target ammo. It's about four times more expensive on average. So then we went, oh, wait, they just bought 450 million earlier this year, and another 750 million earlier in August. It's now September. And then since then, 5 million more that we know of, and then they classified it. Even though it shouldn't be classified, public purchase orders, they said, no more bids, we don't need to do that, we'll just give it to our buddies, and we're not going to tell you. So it's kind of like 3 years into the bailout, it was $27 trillion, Bloomberg News reported, and then for a couple of years they haven't told us what the numbers is, though they estimate it's $45 trillion. So it's kind of like, oh, you're noticing those numbers? We just won't publish those anymore. So imagine we're like, they're buying giant armored black vehicles everywhere and driving around. You know, they're buying high-powered guns. They're buying 50-cal semi-autos. They're buying mobile pillbox checkpoints for highway checkpoints. They're arresting protesters and calling it low-level terrorism to protest and throwing you in jail. They've passed the NDAA. They've got surveillance drones. The NSA says they're spying on us without warrants. It's illegal. They're saying the new terrorists are conservatives and libertarians. Wow, we're concerned. What are the 1.4 billion rounds ammo for? Why is Fish and Wildlife getting extra? Why is the NOAA Weather Service getting them? Why is Social Security having checkpoints for people going into them now and having TSA there searching people? And naturally, the PSYOP operators, as this story builds, come out and go, well, Jones and InfoWars.com, they were saying that NOAA was getting it, but it was really a typo. It was a subsidiary of NOAA that got a few million rounds of ammo. We're going to combat that rumor. Hell, we were just going off the source purchase order documents. And so then they quote in the AP out of context us saying it's not outlandish to suggest that the Social Security Administration is purchasing the bullets as part of preparations for civil unrest, the website InfoWars.com said. As if we just said that. We had links to them running checkpoints around Social Security offices and admitting they're getting ready for civil unrest, basically. So they know full well our article says that, but they just cherry pick it. Yeah, they're asking, you know, it's not unreasonable to get 174,000 rounds of ammo for some guys or a few million over here. I mean, come on. And then they've got professors going, you know, it's not bad to be buying these. The guys need bullets to shoot. Not hollow points. The point is, there's this giant 1.4 billion rounds plus being bought or already purchased where you can hardly buy ammo for citizen use now. You know, government calls itself the military. We're all civilians. My local mayor calls us civilians, and he's an officer and starting to festoon himself with caps with little stars on it and stuff. I mean, that goes on in third world countries, folks. Not a good sign. So how do they counter that? How do they deal with that? Well, they just come out and say, what's the big deal? Our guys need some target ammo. What's wrong with 174,000 bullets? We're like, our headline's 1.4 billion. Oh, you're worried about the 174,000 that one little agency got. No, the 1.4 billion and all this other stuff and the military doing checkpoints. That's what our article's about. Oh, so you're an extremist. You put out rumors that they're preparing for civil unrest. 174,000 is not a big deal. And they just changed the subject. I mean, this is in hundreds of newspapers. It's in Florida and Texas and New York. And today, Associated Press and CNN. In fact, here is the CNN one. Social Security combats bullet rumors. Thank God. Maybe they'll have the admitted CIA agent, Anderson Cooper. He'll expose it for us. People always say, what's your proof on that? It's on his bio. He's proud of the fact he was CIA. Go look it up. If people won't look it up, fine. I'm not even going to. I mean, I can do it in 10 seconds. Here it is. Right-wing talk show host Alex Jones wanted to know if the agency was preparing for civil unrest. No, our article was about 1.4 billion bullets and just gave some examples of where the bullets were going. They straw man cherry pick. See, let's say you can't beat me in an argument. So you set up a dummy with a pull string that makes flatulence noises when you pull the cord. And instead of debating Alex Jones, you set up the little puppet and you go, how you doing there, Alex? Well, you're pretty stupid. You can't even talk. No, I'm a dummy. I can't. I mean, you know, in fact, perhaps we should get the ventriloquist doll in here. I mean, this is how the average person, this is meant to make them read it and go, oh, there's nothing going on. Only 174,000 rounds. They got an officer in here that says it's pretty normal that each officer needs bullets. I mean, that's only 600 bullets per officer. And it's for target practice anyways. Never mind, that's not the type of ammo you use. Never mind, we're talking about 1.4 billion. We're not talking about 174,000. And they know that. But they know you don't know that. So they play on your ignorance. Ah! All right, so there's my point on that. I mean, is this making any sense to you? You know what Mel says in Scarface? He says, you know what, he messed up. Tony says, no, Mel, you messed up. Oh, he actually said something else there. I didn't mess up in my reporting and Paul Watson and our stuff making big news. You could make big news too, old media, if you'd report, gee, why are they buying giant armored vehicles by the thousands, and deploying pre-positioned tanks all over the country and checkpoints? Oh, we have a ventriloquist doll here? I was actually planning on this as a surprise, but... David, we are kind of crazy.
I want the 174,000 bullets. Oh, not one hard alien.
I've never taken any ventriloquist stuff, and I'm planning to do this whole joke with it. Look at how ridiculous. Have you noticed no matter where you go, the eyes follow?
I think the DSA is very reasonable. let me go in your pants. The terrorists may be in the pants.
Get it out of here. Oh, wait, I don't want to. Wait till you see the transformation. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, hey, who broke the pentagram off his neck? I picked up, I thought it was on. It might have fallen off on the way here. Might have fallen off? Well, anyways, I couldn't find a radical Islamicist doll, so I got Anton LaVey. We're going to dress him up, and he's going to be... You'll soon see him debut here. But I have to really focus to do the ventriloquist. I'm self-trained. Oh, it fell off. Look, it entered my studio and could not be on air because I don't like Satanism and broke off. Anyways, let me get serious. David, do you like working in InfoWars? Is it fun? Can you attest that we're teleprompter free? Here's David Ortiz here, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go to him in just a minute. We haven't turned on. Oh, there he is.
Hello.
Hey, you notice that no matter where he turns, he's looking at you?
It's very creepy, yes.
No, it's a new TSA officer.
Your country is mine.
I was saying you can call that the Bernanke doll.
He kind of looks like Bernanke. Well, no, that's actually, don't give it away. He's going to play Bernanke. We're going for a multifaceted doll, and we're going to put a turban on him. It's going to be fun. And it's going to be, I heard you work for the CIA.
No, give your rights up. I am hiding in your hands. Oh,
Anyways, it's going to be pretty serious. But I have to train myself a little bit more first. Anyways, it's teleprompter free, folks. You never know what's going to happen. Look at him. Anyways, take Anton. He's so powerful. He's so creepy. Get him out of here. Anyways, that's evil, folks. Pretty pathetic, isn't it? All right, getting back. Hey, let's bring David Ortiz in now, and then I'll just go over some of the financial news with him while we're here talking. David, you've worked for a major market TV station. You've also been in media sales. Perfect to have you here on the operation. You've been here about a week and a half. I just ran into you guys, some of the other reporters down at Barton Springs. We're going to get into some of the news I was just covering first, but what do you think of Austin, buddy?
I love it. It's very nice. You could tell that Texans are very proud to be, you know, from their, you know, home state. There's a lot of state pride here. So
you got family in San Antonio?
Yes, in San Antonio, right.
Good to meet you, a few weeks ago in person when you came in to visit a few months ago, and then good to see you when you got down here. You know, you were part of the contest for InfoWars reporter contest with two winners, but you know, we ended up hiring six people out of the pool. What do you think of the other reporters?
I think they're wonderful, and I think they all have different styles. They're going to bring something each different to the table.
What do you think of Anton LaVey?
Scary, a very scary individual. Oh, well, the puppet's not so scary, but the real individual.
I don't know. I think the puppet's a little more scary, actually. Seriously, what do you make of the bullet story? I mean, did you get my point about the straw man? Because the media always does that. Kurt Nemo had an article that went nationwide a few months ago, and it was about drones here, drones in arrest in North Dakota, drones being used on citizens, sheriff departments weaponizing them, mainstream news, you know, links to Houston Chronicle, you name it. But they don't like the fact that we're uncompartmentalizing news.
Mm-hmm.
And so they had hundreds of papers, over 500, ran different headlines, but all in a talking point, saying, oh, InfoWars is wrong. Those farmers in Kansas being watched, those were Cessnas spying on the farmers, but there were humans on board. Well, our point was it was all part of a larger surveillance grid using spy satellites on rural communities under Agenda 21. So instead they just zoomed in on one area of the article to say, oh, well, those weren't manned. I mean, those were manned drones. So, see, that's that attempt to engage in the straw man. Mm-hmm. What's your take on the bullet story? I mean, we're pretty clear it's about the 1.4 billion rounds.
Yeah.
And what do you think about the media? Why do you think the media is covering this so much but spinning it?
Well, I mean, they're really on life support. I mean, if you look at even mainstream outlets, I think Michael Savage even was showing great concern over the bullet story. So they're not really fooling anyone. I mean, this is just, they're not really fooling anyone.
So instead of saying, oh my gosh, they're buying 1.4 billion bullets, it's kind of like, oh, I heard that was nothing. That was just some target practice. It was 174,000.
Yeah, I don't even know who they're really speaking to, in all honesty, because very few people even believe them. Again, I've seen these stories on mainstream outlets, and everyone is, most of them are with you, a lot of the neocon outlets. Not saying that you're in neocon, but...
No, but I mean, even like establishment right-wingers,
yeah,
don't buy
even
it.
They know that something's going on, that the hollow point bullets are quite scary and terrifying.
But I mean, all our articles are about 1.4 billion.
Right.
You know, it's about 750 mil here, this and that. They're changing the subject. Because we'll list these big, long list of, you know, all the places that are getting them, and they'll just pick one and make a big issue out of that.
Yeah. Well, they had to acknowledge it. They had to acknowledge it, and they had to save face. And the best way to save face is by diverting the public as best they can, you know. So that was their lame attempt of doing that.
I agree with you. I want to go over some of the issues you've got there, but let me hit some more of the news and get your take on it here. At Jackson Hole, a growing fear for Fed independence. This is out of Reuters. 99 years ago, in 1913, the private Federal Reserve began taking over our monetary system. You can have fiat or gold back, you know, whatever we decide to have, whatever Congress decides to issue that's constitutional, which is, you know, gold or silver. But the point is that we could have fiat, too. The issue is private banking consortium controls that issuance and gives it to themselves at 0% interest, which they then loan out to us. So it's an unfair playing field. It gives a monopolistic power to these people. And they say in here, I do fear for it a bit, you know, the future of its independence. Of course, it's totally, you know, independent of oversight, but that's what they want. Comes out that way, especially if some of the more radical voices that happen to be Republican voices nowadays get reelected. And he's talking about Ron Paul-type movements that we've helped push to audit the private Federal Reserve and to get rid of it and to give, I mean, we've got the former Fed chief, Greenspan, saying the Fed is outside Congress. Congress has no authority. Congress is over war and the purse. Now we've got Obama saying the Congress isn't involved in war. I mean, what is it involved in? They're saying the states have no power. Well, then what are they there for? And what's the Fourth Amendment there for? So the TSA can play ping pong in my pants? I mean, I've had enough of it, okay? I want my Constitution. I want my Bill of Rights. I want my rights, just like that President Jimmy Carter says. All right, now I'm quoting Scarface again. The point is that this is all going on. Marcos was in there quoting Scarface earlier. He got me. It's teleprompter free, so now I'm showing off that I know more quotes than you. Look at that pelican. Fly pelican. Anyways, getting back to what I'm saying, you know, continuing here. I mean, here it is right here. They're freaking out that people are realizing, hey, presidents and Congress are just figureheads of these guys that are actually running everything. David Ortiz, your take on that.
Well, I mean, my take on it is that there's nothing decimating this country more than the Federal Reserve and what they're doing behind closed doors. People are talking about tax rates and things of that nature. But, you know, again, the Federal Reserve is the real culprit here.
Sounds like you're an extremist. I mean, how dare you want this secretive consortium of six banks that's ruled us for 99 years and whose 100-year charter is up next year? How dare you not like the fact that it says Federal Reserve note, not U.S. note on the money? How dare you be informed? That's bad.
Yes, I guess I'm a bad person.
We've got breaking news. Come on in, John Bowne.
Speaking of Scarface
here, godmother of cocaine gunned down in Colombia reports. Ah, very interesting. 69-year-old woman known throughout the drug world as godmother of cocaine was gunned down by an assassin on a motorcycle in Colombia Monday, according to international news reports. Well, she must have been cutting into the CIA's profits. All right, there you go. See, there is no newsroom here. It's just all over the map, isn't it? What do you make of how the sausage is, you know, made here at this operation?
No, I love it. I mean, I used to, for those who don't know, I used to be in television for a station out in New Jersey. Very nice people, but I actually had to leave it because it was so orchestrated. Just the industry as a whole was orchestrated. Whenever you'd go to a press conference, you just had to regurgitate what the figures had to say. And after several years of doing that, I had to stop. I just felt like a puppet. I was just regurgitating what they were saying.
So the establishment politician would come vomit on you, and then you would go back, hop back over to the TV station, and then vomit that back on the viewers. It's like birds, you know, kind of in like a cascade of vomit, like going kind of
exactly
a river of vomit.
Yes, and if you don't do what they say, you're actually bad. You know, it's like, why aren't you being a good journalist? You know, good journalists are our PR people, essentially.
Well, exactly. Well, no, it's always, you have no opinion and just report. Well, in the old school, that would mean going and analyzing what you were really told and then exposing it. Instead, they go, no, that means if they hold up a white card and but say it's black, you go, oh, well, that's black. And you're like, no, it looks white. Oh, not journalistic. They call that, I ran to some philosophy student, and he was like, you're just imagining world government and all this stuff, you know. Yeah, that's logical fallacy. And I'm like, dude, it's in all their documents. It's like not knowing anything and not being able to make a decision. Plus, I asked the guy, I said, well, I noticed some more cops around here at this park. Are you seeing more? And he goes, I don't know. That would be speculation. I'm like, well, no, it's like if, you know, dogs start crapping in your yard, you notice more dog shit in your yard.
You know, it's not like, you know, hey, there's a lot more of it here than there used to be. You're not supposed to be able to make a decision. You're just like, hey, were you guys able to beep that out? I'm sorry. There's only certain ways to describe this. All right. I mean, come on. It's like, was Kim Jong-il a disgusting joke dictator? Yes, we can just say that's a police state. Like, oh, I don't know. That's not. You need to not have an opinion. I'm sorry. Are there teleprompters in here?
Absolutely not. And as a matter of fact, sometimes I just did a piece for InfoWars, and they said, you really need a teleprompter, one of the comments was. But that's what's appealing to me about InfoWars is we just go, you know, we just go by the gut. There are no teleprompters here.
Well, sure. I mean, we'll have our research, our news. We'll read stuff from it. But it's not going to be that fake looking in the camera and, you know, and with all these TV experts, how to smack your lips, how to nod and look satisfied when it's something you don't like the family or the Second Amendment, you look concerned and people sit there watching it on their couches. We're here just to, you know, I mean, we research stories beforehand. We make sure we're trying to be accurate. All of that. And we have meetings and go over all the articles and what we think, you know, we should cover. But we're not sitting there repeating what the establishment wants us to say.
Yeah, we're not just, well, your team's not regurgitating, you know, off a teleprompter. It's very off the cuff. And I think it makes it more lively and more real. And people pick up on that.
Well, they do. It's almost like talk radio comes to television. All right, continuing here. Moody's changes Eurozone rating outlook to negative, CNBC. Well, wait a minute. We'll show people a document cam shot of that. Wait a minute. I thought I was being a pessimist in the last three bailouts in Europe when I pointed out there were really wealth transfers to the very central banks that had engineered the collapse and that it was mathematically impossible to get them out by propping up these derivatives that weren't the people's debts. I mean, I thought that was the case. Now they're acting like I'm bad you know, I still point out this is a designed implosion. What's your take on that, David?
Well, I mean, chickens are coming home to roost. I mean, basically, the evidence is overwhelming. And now even outlets like Moody's, who used to cover the establishment, are now admitting that we're in grave condition. I mean, it was Moody's that a month before the collapse in 2008 said that the economy was looking good. You know, so if you have even establishment outlets like that acknowledging how in trouble we are, then we really must be in trouble.
There it is. Moody's changes Eurozone outlook to negative. Here's the thing. They will downgrade governments when they're basically bought and paid for by the very mega banks that engineered it all. So now the banks controlled rating agencies, the ones that certified all the derivatives as AAA, they're in control of the government.
Speaking about power players behind closed doors, now with the quantitative easing that they're talking about.
Anyways, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Speaking about, you know, behind closed doors, the power players, with quantitative easing coming around, they're talking about doing it again. I'm actually shocked the president. I mean, why doesn't he use his bully pulpit to condemn these actions at the very least? Why do you think it's common sense that.
Well, that's because these presidents are bought and paid for by these people, and they call Romney right wing and Obama communist, but they're bought and paid for. And, you know, here in this illustration, you have a pig getting ready to sit on a flower of liberty that protects the USA. And, you know, that's just not right, David.
The GOP put in their platform that they want to audit the Fed. Do you think they'll actually do that?
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot to cover it. You know, usually I hope they follow their platform because I want to audit the Fed, but it may be some half-baked one like they already had the Senate do last year. Mm-hmm. But here's the big news I didn't even cover on the radio today, and I should have. They put in their plank they want a value-added tax. That's what France has. That is a tax on every chain of manufacturing, sales. It kills economies, but governments love it because it transfers. That's how France gets up to 75% being paid in taxes. Guys, type in Republicans put value-added tax in platform. It is incredible. What's your take on that?
Well, is this a tax on top of the current taxes that we have now? This value-added tax, is it an additional tax?
Well, they always say they're going to get rid of Social Security taxes and all this, but they're going to keep them all. They're just going to change the names. That's why you notice Herman Cain finally said it's 999, but there's really another 9 because there's the FICA Social Security tax, and they can always jack those up. It is a nightmare.
Is it a sales tax? Is that what it...
A value added is on every chain of sales in the economy. From the raw, iron ore to the steel to when it's shipped to you. It's horrible. It is absolutely horrible. And it's what the bankers want. It's what they're always pushing.
Well, what I would prefer is obviously the abolishment of the income tax and maybe a sales tax.
Well, absolutely. I mean, what we've got is a managed economy. The problem is they never get rid of it. The scam has been to say they're going to get rid of the income tax and then change the name of it and just make it lower when they bring in the federal VAT or the federal sales tax, which will bring federal control over every level of society. I mean, here's an example. I'm not a rocket scientist. But I do know that all the financial experts I talked to, that we even called this a year ago plus when Bilderberg was happening in Switzerland, there were all these Facebook people there and Google folks, and we said they're getting ready for the IPO scam. Because these are really just bandits in the final equation. And they knew it was way overvalued. But they sold to the public, the schmuck public, and said this is going to be the greatest thing since sliced bread, and now it's down by over 50%. And now they're blaming someone. They always have one guy who miscalculated it was an accident. No, this was done on purpose. We said it would happen. We warned you, but it was too trendy. Everybody wanted to be taken to the cleaners. They wanted to have their city invest their pension funds in it. It's the American pastime now to be conned. And here it is. The man behind Facebook's IPO debacle. And they go through basically blaming this puppet. What'd you think of that?
What I think the stock market is almost like Vegas. I believe a lot of this stuff is done through computers, and the public's not even too much involved.
Yeah, and Goldman Sachs has the high frequency trading systems and others where they just siphon it off. It's all a scam. The Chinese government's no longer investing in the U.S. stock market because they said it's not real. It's like going to the worst casino in town where the odds are stacked against you. And they're all stacked against you. But it's like, the casino that only has one blackjack table because it's one of the few games that you can, beat. Yeah. I'm not even a gambler, and I know that.
Yeah, it moves at such a rapid rate. I don't know how people keep tabs on this. The market.
Yeah, there we were before the, I think that was after the IPO. We did reports way before it. They're in there randomly pulling up reports we did on it. Here's another one. Fed moves towards open-ended bond purchases to satisfy Bernanke. The Federal Reserve Chairman, Lord Bernanke, who visited with us earlier on the show, said the U.S. economy is far from satisfactory. His colleagues are moving to embrace policies that will stay in place until he's satisfied. And it just goes over basically giving them even more power to manipulate the markets.
Talking about the Federal Reserve is infuriating. I mean, I literally sound like a broken record because they are the main culprit. They're the ones hurting this country more than anyone else.
Well, yeah, and they say we need to be independent. What that means is secretive and unaccountable. We can do whatever we want.
What Nancy Pelosi said when Ron Paul's audit the Fed bill passed the House, which was really stunning, she says, I don't think the House really wants the Federal Reserve audited. I just think it's their way of warning the Federal Reserve that they need to stay honest. So she actually doesn't think that we the people want to audit the Federal Reserve. She just thinks it's a little slap on the wrist. That's infuriating to me.
I agree with you. Another issue we see is as the dollar is devalued as the world reserve currency, you're going to see commodities go up, not just farm goods, but energy. And they're always trying to spin it about, it's speculators or it's holiday demand. But here it is, record high Labor Day gasoline prices greet Democrats in Charlotte, which obviously is, bad for their reelection. But the point is, it goes up to $4, it goes down to $3. It goes up to $3.50, it goes to $3.25. It goes up to $4.25, it goes to $3.75. But over time, it's only going up, and we get conditioned to accept it. But the stock market itself is up because it's bought in devalued dollars.
Right.
It's not really going up. The dollars are devalued. Gas isn't really going up. They've been devalued. And mainline economists don't talk about this because you're not supposed to talk about prices going up. But prices are a lot higher and are going up a lot faster than they claim they are. What's your take on inflation?
It's coming. That's my take on it. I mean, it does. It's not quantum physics. I mean, if you keep on printing money, it devalues the currency. So that's why, you know, this is such a simple mathematical concept. That's why I'm surprised that President Obama isn't even talking about it, using the bully pulpit to say, do not do quantitative easing. That's going to be a tax on the middle class.
I'm glad you raised that. Instead, they've got everybody begging for a year for it, because they have got us in a position where if they don't do the quantitative easing, the quantitative easing things implode. But if they do, then it's inflationary, hyperinflationary perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely, but I still don't buy it. I mean, quantitative easing just makes it much worse.
What would you do?
Pay our bills slash spending. Slash spending. And
well, I agree, but you've got to do the Pentagon. You've also got to just say to the big banks, we're not too big to fail. Try to hold us hostage. Because they're already killing us slowly. Why not financially get them off our backs?
Get who off our backs?
The big mega banks whose derivatives we've propped up?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I meant to ask you, what do you think, because you talked a little bit about the gasoline in Charlotte. OPEC, behind closed doors, I mean, do you trust them? There are libertarians that actually say that the prices are rising and it's legitimate. There are other people that say, you know, OPEC are a bad group of guys, you know, that they're all, you know.
Well, you've got a lot of libertarians that think they're smart, but they're not really informed in the full spectrum analysis. It's a very complex issue. OPEC, you know, establishes a cartel, is basically controlled by Washington, London, and Europe. And I mean, the Saudi Arabians 100 years ago were put in by British intelligence. And so they use the fact that that's a large portion of the oil readily available and sweet crude, you know, not a lot of refining, to be able to have a pool of oil to manipulate the market. And yes, compared to the rest of inflation that's been ongoing, it's just going to get worse now, accelerate, you know, towards the end. We are paying a lot lower than Europe and other places for it. Europe has higher taxes on it, but also they don't have the big military presence there, basically demanding it at a cheaper price. But at the other side of the equation, so at one level it's true, we're paying a low price, it should be going up, because the dollar's been devalued. That's what I'm saying, the inflation's here, it's not just coming. But in a more sophisticated level, they've put policies in to block refineries in North America, not just the U.S., and to block the pipelines to deliver it, like the Keystone, and to block drilling. So they've put all this bureaucracy in place so we wouldn't become energy independent. 80% of the oil out of Alaska goes to China and Japan. It's loaded on tankers. 20% comes down on that one pipeline. They've blocked over the last 20 years four other pipelines being sent down. So we don't get our own oil. They have a cartel, but it's not just the Arabs that are controlling it. It's other interests that control it to monopolize it. And now the decision has been made to not have an energy cheap economy, but go to an Agenda 21 energy poor economy and charge people more for less. They don't want us to be wealthy anymore and socially mobile. So we're going from having a government. Here's an example. 60 years ago, our government was a lot more progressive, and I don't mean the liberal sense, progressive when it came to trying to empower people and bring liberty. It wasn't dominated by the Malthusians and the European socialist and the social Darwinian Brits. Not the British people, but their elites. There was a fight there, but that's now been lost. There was 1776. They didn't call it 1776 worldwide, but they really were trying to put, you know, some free countries in, trying to develop and empower. There was that idea of progress. Hey, we'll do it better than anybody. That's gone, man. They're trying to get that out the door. You didn't build that. And going to a model where they want to shut development down everywhere, except in selected government and corporate reservations where they're exempt from the rules and are allowed to build these high-tech systems and use poverty and economic and technological control to suppress everyone else. That's the real essence. And again, they sell it like this new Obama 2012 film. They sell it like, oh, Obama's an anti-colonialist. He's bad. Colonialism was good. Colonialism was a mixed bag, but predominantly was exploitative. But it did build up some things in some cases. This new colonialism is by global corporate interests that are anti-free market monopolies waging war. This is a big secret they don't want people to know here, against the nation state. They've already conquered the third world. China's sold out to them. Now they want to get rid of the old systems. This is a corporate mega global empire dissolving the old nation states. It's going past that to a corporate hegemony.
Okay.
Incredibly diabolical. So a film like Obama's America only goes to one level of that. Yeah, Obama wants to shut America down, but because he's a globalist, which is really a neo-imperial People say, well, that sounds like communist talk. No, no, no. The mega banks created the communist movement as an artificial way for people to try to escape the bankers. But then you go into another form of consolidation, as Carol Quigley wrote at Georgetown, which actually then allows them to come in and take over your centralized system.
So in reality, you think OPEC rigs the system?
Well, I mean, OPEC documents have come out. The big oil companies, AP, sued and got documents in 2000 from meetings in 96 where the Big Ten met and said, well, there's so much oil, we've got too much oil, we're going to fund a peak oil movement to say there's not enough oil, so people get the perception. Remember 12 years ago, whenever it came out that Enron in California was stealing billions a day sometimes, and their memo said internally that came out, if we have power blackouts, they'll have the perception there's not enough power, and we'll pay more. They were just turning the power off just to make you think there was no power in the middle of the summer for half a day, so you pay triple or quadruple. Okay, it's the same thing. They're telling you there's no water so they can charge you 10 times for it. Just like big companies have been caught in Latin America doing. There have been some famous cases of that. That's the false privatization they talk about. There's a real privatization, but there's a false privatization. That's why you see Bilderberg trying to embrace and take over libertarianism. Because they're now in the phase where they've imploded the old system. Now they want to be exempt from the taxes they've created at an international level. It gets very sophisticated, where they, in a multi-level, three-dimensional model, gauge and balance everything out, David. But I didn't mean this to turn into an interview of Alex Jones. I wanted to just have you in to introduce you to some of the folks here. Did you know that Suzanne Barr resigns, the head of ICE, the one that was violating federal law and just saying they'd legalize all the illegals? She's the one reportedly running around wildly demanding all sorts of bizarre things that we can't even say on air, but she was friends with Big Sis, and, well, she is gone now. So there you go. What do you think of that, Evan?
I like the heart.
Well, they love our freedom. And she's like, you know, thinking about the TSA, how much they love it. I wonder what she's thinking about. I don't know. What are you putting that? You know, yeah, putting the agents in the bathroom stalls. She's thinking, I love the devil. All right, that's enough. I'm out of control. Oh, boy. All righty. Well, David, you've certainly now are at the InfoWars Command Center. We can just keep this rolling for a while. You know, I try to have some gallows humor and put a good face on it, but I tell you, we're in very serious times, David.
Yeah, absolutely, but you have to laugh sometimes, otherwise you'll go crazy, literally.
Got a few more articles here. Former Asian First Minister, global UN police force to enforce world government dictates. Former Malaysian First Minister says the Security Council will pave the way to setting up a world parliament and a world cabinet, making the UN the most powerful and having full authority on Earth. Does that sound like a good idea, the UN having full authority on Earth?
Wonderful. Sounds great.
But you got to call the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center and Nightline. They all say I'm crazy. That doesn't exist. There's no world government.
Yeah, they're not really fooling too many people. I think most people know world government is very possible.
Well, they're trying to set it up right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, you had a few questions for me. I got you in here. I said bring in whatever topics you want. I wanted to hear what you were looking to focus on now as a reporter, some of the things you want to get into. Tell us about that, but you also had some questions for me, and then we'll wrap up this edition of InfoWars Nightly News with David Ortiz and Alex Jones.
No, just want to thank you for the opportunity, Alex, being here. Was a big fan of the show InfoWars. I love the truth that, you know, this network unveiled. And just one of the questions I do want to ask you is, we're always talking about the surveillance state. And obviously we have to be very mindful of the dangers that the surveillance state poses. But how do we do that while at the same time not coming across as anti-technology? Because I think we would agree an ATM makes our lives better. You know, if someone is hurting our loved ones, if we can catch them on camera, that's a good thing. So how do we, make people aware of the tyranny that the surveillance state poses while at the same time, you know, not hindering good technology?
Well, here's the issue. It's like a gun. I don't blame the technology itself. I don't blame the gun. It's who wields it. And so it's about a balance of power and a separation of powers. That's what builds good civilizations, good cultures. And all those checks are being knocked down. Classical tyranny is being brought in. And superstates are arming to the teeth against their own populations because the superstates are run by select corporate interests that have committed so many crimes that if they don't convert things to a total tyranny, they believe they're all going to go to prison. That's one level of it. But I always state, we're a technology operation. We're always on the cutting edge to get the word out. So I love technology. But I'm honest about the fact that my iPhone had all this tech built into it that I ended up paying for when I bought it that I didn't ask for, that tracks me, surveils me, and that warrantlessly watches what I'm doing, and that's illegal. So it's not that the phone itself's bad, it's that it's had all of these Trojan horses built into it, and so I'm trying to wake people up to that larger issue. I'm trying to point out that, you know, your smart meters are interfacing with the devices in your house under a consortium agreement to track and control and even control your thermostat. And they now admit that. The head of the CIA said, yeah, we're watching you. So it's gone from 5 years ago, Bush saying, we don't look at you without warrants, which he got caught lying, to just, yeah, we're listening to everything. What you going to do about it? Yeah, Google's NSA, CIA. Yeah, you know what? Don't be evil. That was a PR term. We were set up by DARPA. What you going to do about it? So that's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And so that's my whole take on it.
Okay.
I mean, does that answer your question? What's your take on what I just said?
Well, I mean, it's hard to balance the two. That's why I'm saying, because a lot of friends of mine will say, well, listen, I mean, if we can catch a man violently, you know, hitting someone, if we can get him on camera, that's a good thing. So, David, that's why we should have the cameras up there. And so I'm really torn. You know, because I would agree with them on that end, but in the same token, I just heard a story out of Orlando where a man was allegedly smoking marijuana, and the police caught him on camera. They literally drove to his house, and they made him spit out the marijuana.
No, it's terrible. While their bosses are shipping in all the hard drugs and have Big Pharma pushing deadly drugs in TV ads and sending free samples of Prozac in the mail. But then this guy's got marijuana, and they did that. But that's what I'm saying. These cameras and all, and the license plate readers, they're not going to be used in the aggregate to help people. We have an evil, corrupt government. So it's like a gun in the hands of a bad guy. Everything they're doing ends up being used. I mean, for God's sakes, they're now arresting peaceful protesters at the Democratic Convention, saying it's low-level terrorism to protest and asking the police to keep them in jail. I mean, the magnitude of this, it's like Hitler. They always said, well, are you against the German military, the Germans? They said, no, we'll do whatever Hitler says because he commanded the military. Mm-hmm. It's not like you're even against the German military. It's that a bad guy's in charge of it.
Yeah.
It's like police. When we get a corrupt elite come in here, the police are now their minions. If we don't go out and say, hey, you better serve the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I got cameras on my house. I've got wireless cameras. I can watch what's going on here. You know, we've got them on all the exits and everything. In fact, I've got a story where Apple wants to be able to kill, even if your phone isn't online, it hard wires over through the phone and gives the order to turn off your camera. And the police want to be able to hit a button and turn off all the cameras in an area so they can do what they want.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where this is going, because they want cameras for us, not for them. Look at Chicago and New York, highest crime rates, cameras everywhere. Because in my experience, David, where I grew up, the police dealt the drugs. See? Yeah. I mean, I can drive you right over here in Austin, and I can show you people selling cocaine, heroin, anything you want. We can go buy it 10 minutes from here. 10 minutes from here on street corners. Hookers, everything. The police aren't doing anything. That's the zones where it's allowed. And the police in Austin are not as corrupt as other cities. Most of them aren't dealing the drugs, but there's politicians above them that tell them to leave the people alone that do deal the drugs for them. You understand that?
Yeah.
And there's only one more step till the cops run the drugs themselves, as they do in most cities. Most cities, the police run the narcotics. Serpico will tell you that.
Wow. Wow.
You know the government runs child kidnapping.
No, I did not know that.
We can put it on screen. Look into DynCorp, look into the UN, look into contractors and white slavery, which is sex slavery. It's children. I'm talking snuff films, bud. These aren't nice people, so that's what I'm saying. We have evil people in control. So that's the issue, is that anything they do now is being used for evil purposes. And they're just acclimating us that, hey, Jack Bauer tortures people on TV. That's what the good guys do.
Okay.
Pretty speechless on that, huh?
I am speechless on it. What do you say to that? You know, that's pretty intense.
Yeah, there's an article, you know, out of Prison Planet, but scroll down. It'll have links to the, quote, mainstream news. It's been up, that's like 6 years old, so some of it. Yeah, there's Cynthia McKinney in Congress with them admitting it. The Chicago Tribune. Yep, there you go. Anyways, there's literally thousands of articles. It's so nightmarish. Well, David, any other questions you got here, bud?
Well, one more question. I certainly don't want to keep on focusing. One of the things I love is the libertarian movement, and where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. Ron Paul's no longer in the presidential election. What do you think about the prospect? And again, I know he's an elderly man, but what do you think of the prospect of Ron Paul for governor, for Texas governor?
Well, I want to have you back in after you do your man on the street on this,
okay?
Which I think you're doing in a couple days here in Austin. So, you know, let's do that. But I mean, obviously, he got elected in some election, you know, 70%+ of the vote in his district. He's super popular across the state. I mean, everywhere you go, there's Ron Paul stickers. Now that you're down here, you still see them everywhere. Ron Paul would win up against Rick Perry, whoever else they put up. Democrats can't win. He would defeat an establishment Republican, hands down. There's no debate. And he was already going to be president. And, you know, as governor, you know, it's only pretty much a part-time job. I think we should draft Ron Paul to run for governor. I mean, I think that's the way to go. But go out and find out what Austinites think about it. But if he wants to sell off in the sunset, that's fine. But he exercises. He's in pretty good shape for his age. I think that it'd be really cool to have Ron Paul in there for one term. Promise only one run term. Try to get in there and, you know, make Texas a bulwark of all that. I'll have to tell you, if Jesse Benton is involved in anything like that, I mean, I would still say, oh, yeah, Ron Paul's great. I'd like to support him. But Jesse Benton, just anything he touches gets really bad. So
he's bad news.
He seems to just, I mean, everybody at the Paul Fest is extremist, and you know he tells Peter Schiff admits he tells him don't go to that. When it was pretty milquetoast, and you know 10,000 people, most of them families, coming to hear him. I mean, it's just and they endorse a lot of candidates that are pretty neocon now, and everything now is about Jesse Benton and having a PR firm and the Ron Paul list, and it's just kind of like it all ends kind of with Rand Paul married off the Republican establishment. And Ron Paul rides off in the sunset, and I'm supposed to go, yay, oh, and those of us that took you to the party, we're extremists now. I'm hearing like Southern Poverty Law Center talk out of Benton. And it's just like, okay, well, you know, I'm not going to just sit here, you know, shivering because Jesse Benton won't sit there and, you know, tell me I'm anointed. So it's just, it's like a great thing that ended horrible because they did a great job educating people, taking action. But hey, he's part of the family. People ask, well, who's Jesse Benton? It's just I could never imagine things ending like this. It's just, you know, those of us that want to fight the New World Order are extreme and bad. You know, I don't know. I'm going to just shut up right there. And now we're all pimped out to go get any Republican they want elected, and they just put stamps on it that it's Ron Paul certified while he hangs out down at his house in South Texas. I just can't. Ron Paul still puts out good stuff, says good things, writes good things. I love Ron Paul, but I like Rand fighting the TSA and tyranny and stuff. It's just that it just, by increments, it just keeps getting worse and worse. Peter Thiel, the big billionaire Bilderberg guy, who's a libertarian, you know, they have these dinners put on and stuff. That's kind of the whole, it's not just because he's Bilderberg, it's what the guy stands for. It's a kind of libertarianism where they're offshore and exempt, but then I'm here under all the taxes that get paid in corporate welfare. Right. There's certainly worse people at Bilderberg than people like Thiel. But, they try to co-opt anything that's successful.
Yeah, they've diluted the message significantly. It's not even that potent anymore when Jesse Benton's in charge. You know, it's because of him, in my estimation, that Ron was hesitant to say, no, I don't endorse Mitt Romney.
Well, no, campaign members like Weed and others who are high level have said that, well, Jesse, this is like an old guy, knows a lot more than Jesse. I mean, Jesse, I know him. I've talked to him quite a few. I mean, he does not seem too smart. I'm not trying to be mean here. It's like you're talking to somebody and he can barely talk. And you're sitting there talking to him and sounds like a low-grade moron, the kind of stuff he says, and he's the big advisor. And Weed's like, let's go head-on against Romney. Let's get him. Let's bring out, I mean, horrible record. Oh, we got threatened by Romney that he'd bring out political stuff. Good, throw us to that briar patch. That's free advertising. Nobody was buying into Romney. They would have totally turned against him. But instead, oh, no. I mean, oh, no. I stood for the Constitution, Bill of Rights, audit the Fed, never compromised. Oh, don't get me, Romney. How about you're for open borders, Romney? You're for carbon taxes, Romney? You've been for abortion, for gun bans, Romney? For banker bailouts, Romney? You're going through all this, oh, no, let's not touch Romney. And it was obvious that that patty cake was going on. And I knew behind the scenes it was and said it was. People were like, oh, no, they're not doing that. They're not playing patty cake. And then now it's admitted the patty cake. So it's also, if they'd have been honest about the strategy, I would have kind of gone, well, you know, let's debate that, maybe so. But it was the whole, oh, no, he's still going to win when they'd already made deals to fade off. Get more money, Jesse Benton needs, you know, 600,000 or whatever it is. Right now, he needs, you know, Jesse Benton needs twice what Karl Rove got a year. He needs it right now. He needs it right now, David. He needs it because Ron Paul's going to be president. Ron Paul's going to be president. This is like 2 months ago, and I'm like, no, he's not. They've already stood down. They're already phasing out. They're already breaking contacts with their real libertarian and constitutionalist. Okay? It was all going on behind the scenes. I had meetings with high-level people. I knew all about it. I was just like, well, you shouldn't even have got me going here, David. Because, I mean, I'm going to shut up right now.
It's an infuriating topic. And I think that we need to out him. Because he's going to basically try to help Rand when Rand, you know, runs again for Senate, so...
Well, I mean, and then it gets to the lesser of two evils. It'll be some horrible person that says, ban all your guns, will be the other guy. I mean, I've known, you know, I was interviewing Rand when nobody was. I think I was one of the first to do it like 12 years ago. His dad would be running for re-election. We'd have his dad on 1 week getting him campaign money. Because, you know, now they got the big guys. They don't need us. They got billionaire, you know, Bilderberg members. Who needs Alex Jones and his little scumbag Texans? You know. You know, we got Jesse Benton now. Just get out of our way, you little filth. Took us to this party. Get out of there. Bilderberg billionaire. We love you. Jesse Benton wants more than 500 and something thousand a year. You know, and so it's like you're friends with somebody for years. You know, you support them. And all of a sudden it's like, this guy is the new prince. You know, the dumb idiot out of the basement. And you're like, Jesse Benton, a little red cape flapping around. We're supposed to all just bow down to him and bow down to the Bilderberg group. Oh, you shouldn't have gotten me going. But it's like showing up at your buddy's house you've known for 16, 17 years. He's like, get the hell out of here. And you're like, wow, well, you're an extremist. And you're just like, okay, I'm an extremist then.
Let's have a Jesse Benton. Is it Benton or Benson? I always
Benton. Nobody even knows who he is. Look, the point is, I don't even want to hate on him. I feel, after I talk about him, I feel horrible. So let me just say this. Ron Paul's great. I think Rand Paul's great overall. I don't like the direction they're going in. It's very painful. I mean, this is not like where I'm mad and it's fun to get angry at him. I'm freaked out.
Okay.
I mean, I feel hollow inside. Very few things make me feel sick but betrayal. And, Jesse Benton saw dollar signs. This is what Jesse Benton saw. He saw these. I mean, for a political somebody like that, I mean, $500,000+ a year of people's donations. He sees these and he sees these. You know, this is what's in his eyes, man, right here, stars. And, you know, oh, the big TV, oh, the big, you know, oh, the Republican establishment, you know, and so great.
Well, he wants clients. He wants clients for his firm. You know, I mean, he has a firm. And obviously, the more he goes towards the GOP, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it's one thing to try to influence the GOP. That's the argument. It's another thing to say, don't go to Paul Fest. They're extremist. I mean, I didn't even go because I knew that kind of stuff would go on. It's just I know a lot of stuff behind the scenes as well. And I don't know. I just don't know what I can say. It's. I'm not just here half cocked. I mean, I know Jesse Benton would throw fits about Ron Paul coming on my show over the years. We don't even call Ron Paul to get him on now. I don't even want to talk to him particularly. It's kind of like, okay, you do your thing and you know, just fade off into the sunset because. You know, it's a bad memory. In fact, don't bring it back up to me, David. It's your fault. Do not even bring this up to me. I just want to forget about it. Forget it ever existed. Forget, because you know what? The good's been done, exposing the New World Order, talking about the globalist. you know, his dad talking bad about the Bilderberg Group, exposing that. I mean, I could even see Rand having parties with the Bilderberg Group member and having events and having fundraisers, but at the event going, hey, he's been at Bilderberg, and he's there bringing them libertarian ideas. Tell us what goes on at Bilderberg. You know, they brought it out, and the guy said, yeah, I went there because I'm a billionaire, but I, you know, I think their plan for global government, because they definitely have a bad agenda. You know, I went to educate them about this, but there's none of that. It's like, we have the Bilderberg guy funding us now, and you're extreme. That's like, wow, that looks really bad. We're supposed to go, no, Jesse Benton's right, Bilderberg, good. You know, I mean, I you got me going, David. It's like a psychologist. He has this quiet guy demeanor, and I just sit there and start talking. Can you imagine the police were ever interrogating me? They'd be sticking their fingers in their ears after about 5 minutes. All right. Aaron has had run-ins. He's in there right now with Jesse Benton. If we wanted to do an expose, let me tell you, it'd be legend. But you know what? I didn't have to go after him. I just sat back and everybody else found out about him. So promise me this. No more Benton. You got me on Benton last week. Now you got me back on Benton again.
But we expose bad people here. That's what we do.
I know, but there's bigger enemies than Jesse Benton. I mean, Jesse Benton is sad. He sold out for 30 pieces of silver. Literally, he's like a guy in diapers stumbling around going, looking, you know. I mean, it's pretty sad.
Okay.
It's, oh my God, am I going to get into it? I've talked to the top campaign people, the big brains. They're like, no, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's not very smart, and he just runs everything, and we don't know why. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the whole Ron Paul revolution at a certain point got derailed, because somebody was hanging out with, you know, the granddaughter. I mean, I guess it all comes down to that in the final equation. Oh, man, I tell you what, something else. Doesn't matter, though. Ron Paul said it best. He was just a focal point of liberty. It goes on through all of us. So I am known for not infighting. So I want to say here that this was all for entertainment purposes, and I think Jesse Benton is a great guy. It was a great idea to not go after Romney. It was a great idea to call people that are anti-New World Order extremists. It's a great idea to just energetically worship Romney. And it's a great idea to hang out with Bilderberg Group members.
And to work within the GOP.
Just to totally embrace the most establishment GOP. I just want to say that Jesse Benton, I'm jealous of Jesse Benton and his intellect. And he's more handsome than I am. And he's a rugby player. He kicked my butt. As a man, I'm scared of him physically. So, I want to say it. Jesse Benton, you're the best thing that ever happened in this country. God bless you, and I worship you. Okay, well, that's it for this edition. Mr. Ortiz, thank you very much for being in studio with us. And I just say do whatever he says. Bilderberg Group looks pretty damn good right now, I'll say. Great job with the crew. Tomorrow night, who are we going to have in here? Is it going to be Linda West? Is it going to be Melissa Melton? Who are we going to have in here tomorrow night? All right, we're going to have Linda West. Linda, run in here real fast. I did this last week with everybody. So here you go. That, you see how before we go to the set time of an hour in the near future, in the next few months, it's kind of a free-for-all. I'm out of control. Because I'll just sit here and keep talking. Hey, it's good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank
what do you think of this guy? He's pretty cool.
I think he's awesome.
Hey,
awesome.
I'm sorry we're talking about Jesse Benton.
You know, I'm going to try and get over it, Alex, but it's going to be a little while. But
well, you're an extremist. You're not needed anymore. Get out of here.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, me neither. In fact, I'm not needed. I'm going off the air. We're not coming back, as Jesse Benton said, because we're scum. Bye. Sorry we supported and put Ron Paul on the map and gave him half the donations. Sorry. We're not needed anymore. We're yesterday's thing. Bye.